Welcome to the KBB Unstoppable Business Owner Podcast. This podcast is dedicated to helping KBB business owners become unstoppable, becoming exit ready with higher profits and more time to work on their business rather than just in it. Let me introduce you to your host, Kevin D. Bannister.
Welcome to the KBB Unstoppable Business Owner Podcast. I just want to say a massive thank you for all tuning in. Before we jump into the episode, I just want to mention a few people that are driving factors behind me doing this podcast in the first place. The first being my wife, who told me to do this many months/years ago, and as always, is always right. The second is Amanda, who has helped me feel comfortable enough to put myself out there and do this. And lastly is Andy Davies and Peter Jones. Andy Davies is from the KBB Review podcast, and Peter Jones is from the Foley Jones Show. I was a guest on the KBB Review podcast with Andy last year, and I have enjoyed Peter Jones's show for a while now. These guys really opened me up to what podcasts are in general as a listener. So I've had this podcast in mind for a while now, and I gave a preview of the podcast at KBB Birmingham while I was exhibiting there. After chatting with a number of people, I wanted to change the format slightly, as being a business owner can be somewhat of a lonely place, and it's nice to know that some of the problems that maybe you're facing, others are facing too. They may be further along in their journey and have valuable insights that can help you in your business. So the format of the podcast is going to be a short weekly episode packed with value. I'm not going to drone on and on for the sake of it. If I can cover it in 15 minutes, it will be 15 minutes. If I can cover it in 10, it'll be in 10. I do plan on bringing on some relevant guests at times, generally who are business owners or have some real value to provide you as a business owner. Nothing's off limits, so if you have any questions that you want to ask or want us to cover, feel free and get in touch. An unstoppable business owner is someone that is building an exit-ready business, benefiting from higher profits and more time freedom to work on your business rather than just in your business. Over the years, I've seen so many business problems that businesses face, and generally I can say that you are after at least one of the following things: more profits, more cash, more take-home pay, or more time. So when it comes to being more profits, generally your business model is eating away at your profits. When we talk about getting more cash, your business generally is profitable, but there's a constant battle to keep on top of that cash flow. When we look at essentially taking more take-home pay, you're generally making money, but for some reason or not, it doesn't always end up in your back pocket. There's money flowing in and out of the business all the time, and you may have doubled your business, but you're still taking home the same kind of pay. And the last one is more time. You are pulled from pillar to post with less time each day. So why do I generally hear these things? Most of the time you get stuck between the startup and scale up stages on your journey as a business owner. You're trying to grow your business. That's the next logical step, surely. Unfortunately, the decision making becomes so much about increasing turnover and sales and less about generating profits. The assumption is that profits and the cash will just follow after the sales. Essentially, you try to jump the grow up stage on your journey. But this generally ends in a mess with you having much higher turnover, but with much less profits and much lower cash. So to take your business to the next level, you have to be doing more than just working in your business. You need to be able to work on your business as well. So to navigate your business through the stages of your journey, you need to essentially focus on becoming unstoppable. There are five elements that you need to focus on to become an unstoppable business owner. So the first of this is F, which is for financial mastery, O for operational efficiency, and C for continuous improvement, U for unwavering leadership, and S for strategy and strategic planning. So how can you do this? To break this down even further, there are three milestones to essentially... First, you need to get clarity. You must have absolute clarity about your business in order to navigate the complex and competitive world with confidence, making informed decisions and achieving long-term success. If you don't, you risk wandering aimlessly, squandering resources, and missing out on valuable opportunities. The second step is to take control. You must exercise control in your business by essentially mastering your numbers, improving your cash flow, and maximizing your profits. If you don't, you risk instability, missed prospects, and hindered growth. You can then start to optimize your business. You must prioritize scaling your business to unlock its full potential and stay ahead of the competition. If you don't optimize your business, it's going to lead you to stagnation. You're going to have missed opportunities and increased vulnerability, potentially resulting in the business being obsolete and losing its competitive edge. Mastering these milestones will not only provide you with an exit-ready business with higher profits and more time freedom, but it will also provide you with momentum, sustainable growth, and peace of mind that you're not chained to your business. So stay with me for future episodes as we go into more detail into getting clarity, taking control, and optimizing your business. We'll be covering off multiple topics that will help you along your business journey. As I said, I have some great guests lined up that will be sharing some of their successes they've had in business, but also some of the struggles they've had as well, because the struggles are just as important as the success. So to wrap up today, we've talked about a number of different things, but ultimately what I want you to consider is, what are the things that you are wanting? Are you wanting more profit? Are you wanting more cash? Are you wanting to take home more pay? Or are you wanting more time? Once you're clear on this will make getting that clarity, taking control, and optimizing a lot easier. So have a little think about that, and I will see you on the next episode. If you've enjoyed this episode, please rate, review, and share this podcast. Until next time, I'm Kevin D. Bannister, and this has been the KBB Unstoppable Business Owner Podcast. Thanks for listening.
Thank you for listening to the KBB Unstoppable Business Owner Podcast. If you've enjoyed today's episode, don't forget to follow, subscribe, and share this podcast. To discover more about how to create an exit-ready business, I would like to invite you to join Kevin on his next workshop, How to Become an Unstoppable Business Owner. Join Kevin by visiting kevindbannister.co.uk/workshop.